Hi, this is Patty Scalzo, welcoming you to the Bible study program, Shiar Jashub, brought to you by the Church of Shiar Jashub Christian Tabernacle in Madison, Connecticut. Today, we will begin the next sermon in my husband, Pastor Greg Scalzo's series on the Book of Romans.
Last time, we began chapter 2 of the book of Romans, and we reached verses 5 and 6. After Paul gives a very powerful description in chapter 1 of the degeneration and the fall of mankind, especially of the pagan, idolatrous Gentile nations, he goes on to say in chapter 2, verse 1, "Therefore you are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are who judge. For in whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself. For you who judge practice the same things." We studied that last time. And then verse 2. "But we know that the judgment of God is what? According to truth. Against those who practice such things." And we said that in this section we're reading in chapter 2, the reality of the situation, the reality of condition is important. Paul emphasizes what is true is true. God judges according to the truth against those who practice such things. And up above in the end of chapter 1, you have those such things that the Gentiles do. Chapter 2, verse 3, "And do you think this, O man, you who judge those practicing such things and doing the same," three times repeated, "that you will escape the judgment of God?" That's a good question. Do you think you will escape the judgment of God doing the exact same thing as those that you judge? Maybe in different degrees, maybe in a different way expressed, maybe they're right out in rebellion against God, and you may feel very religious. You feel that you have a religious tradition and a history, and you're not like those Gentiles, and yet deep down there's the same attitudes. There's the same mindset, and the actions are similar, maybe not to the same degree, maybe not as blatant, but you practice the same things. And there's no favoritism with God. It's not a game that somehow God will overlook the sin of some and not the others. "Do you think this, O man, you who judge those practicing such things and doing the same, that you will escape the judgment of God?" Verse 4, "Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance?" God's goodness, his forbearance, his tolerance, his long-suffering, his patience, is to bring all to repentance. Remember, a change in mind, a change in attitude. And the implication here is that both the Gentiles and the Jews need to repent and turn from the wrong way, going our way, what we want, and turn to the right way, turn to Jesus Christ. Remember, my contention is that in this letter to the Romans, Paul's given a very deep theological discussion of why we need Jesus Christ. And sometimes the religious forget why they need Jesus Christ. They may have him up in front of the church. They may be glad the Messiah has come, but not understanding why each of us needs him personally, a personal reception. And we said last time there is a connection between repentance and accepting Jesus Christ. We read in Luke chapter 24, verses 46 to 47, where Jesus says, "Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission, forgiveness of sins, should be preached in his name, in the Christ's name, in Jesus' name, to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem," beginning with the Jews. "Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the uttermost parts of the earth." Everyone needs to hear repentance, turning around, and turning to Jesus for forgiveness of sins. He says then in verse 5, he says in verse 4, his goodness is to lead you to repentance, but verse 5, but in accordance with your hardness, stiffness, figuratively your stubbornness, and your impenitent, unrepentant heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. When you do not repent, when you do not take advantage of God's long-suffering, his goodness, his forbearance, when you refuse, when you stay confident in your own prideful state, with no change in the attitude of the heart, you're treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and the revelation of the righteous judgment of God. Don't misunderstand Paul saying the riches of his goodness. Don't misunderstand his tolerance. Don't misunderstand his forbearance, his patience. Do not show you despise these by not repenting. Do not think you're going to get away with it just because you get away with it now. Don't say, well, God's not doing anything about it now. That's his goodness. That's his mercy. That's his long-suffering. Do not think you're going to get away with practicing such things, with keeping the sin deep down in the heart. Don't think that you can get away with your resistance to turning from your way and turning to God's way. And how do you turn to God's way? Through Messiah. God is patient. God is good. But there is a limit to that forbearance. And there is a day. There is a day, the day of what? The day of wrath. The day when his righteous judgment, notice, his righteous judgment, he judges what, verse 2? According to the truth. His righteous judgment is revealed, will be revealed. And if we continue in stubbornness, if a person continues with an impenitent heart, that person is treasuring up for themselves wrath, storing up for themselves wrath, in that day. You know the Lord's words, right? In the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 6, in verse 19, he says, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And as his disciples, our eyes are supposed to be on heaven. Our eyes are supposed to be looking to the eternal life to come, not the silver, not the gold of this world. If you heard the radio program today from a New Year's sermon last year, that section of Peter where he talks about you were not purchased with perishable things, corruptible things. Our eyes should be upon the eternal because we're purchased with the blood of Jesus Christ. And acting in this world as his disciples, we then are laying up for ourselves treasures in heaven. We're storing up treasures in heaven. Here in Romans chapter 2, verse 5, these unrepentant are storing up for themselves by their willful hardness and stubbornness, what? They're storing up wrath. They're storing up God's anger. What a contrast. Storing up treasures in the heaven by focusing our eyes on Jesus Christ, or being unrepentant, being stubborn, being hard-hearted, and storing up wrath in the day of wrath and the revelation of the righteous judgment of God. And that judgment is for the religious, for the Jews, as well as for the pagans, for the Gentiles. Romans 1:18, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, all. Verse 6, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and the revelation of the righteous judgment of God. Verse 6, who will render to each one according to his deeds. God will render to each one according to his deeds, according to what he has done. And again, you have this reality. What you do impacts God's judgment upon you, how he sees you. It's not a game. The rendering, Archibald Thomas Robinson said, the rendering will be in accord with the facts. God renders according to the facts, the truth, according to the truth. And Paul here is quoting from several places in the Old Testament. It's a scripture, really, that's over and over. The two main ones are Proverbs 24:12 and Psalm 62, verse 12. Let's look at Proverbs 24:12 first. Proverbs 24:12. If you say, surely we did not know this, does not he who weighs the hearts consider it? He who keeps your soul, does he not know it? He sees everything. He knows everything. And will he not render to each man according to his deeds? Right. Who will render to each one according to his deeds? Proverbs 24:12. Psalm 62. Let's go back to verse 8. Psalm 62. Trust in him, trust in God at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us, Selah. Surely men of low degree are a vapor. Men of high degree are a lie. If they are weighed on the scales, they are altogether lighter than vapor. Man is nothing. Do not trust in oppression, nor vainly hope in robbery. If riches increase, do not set your heart on them. We just read that in Matthew chapter 6, right? God has spoken once, twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God. Also to you, O Lord, belongs mercy. The power of God, the judgment of God, the mercy of God. For you render to each one according to his work. The reality. According to the facts, he renders according to his work.
You can rehear this program and hundreds of other radio programs on our church website at shiarjashub.org. Serious times require serious Bible study. And on shiarjashub.org, you will find libraries of audio and video programs, information about our church and our pastors, and special offers to help you in your walk with Jesus. On the website, you will also have the ability to donate to the ministry of Shiar Jashub Christian Tabernacle on a secure page. And of course, there are links to our 10:30 a.m. live stream of the Sunday service on YouTube and X.com. Our service starts at 10 a.m. with worship, and then we go live for the message and the Lord's Supper. These videos are left up on YouTube, X.com, and then posted as well on Rumble.com and the church website. And that website again is shiarjashub.org. And you can always check Isaiah 7, verse 3, for the spelling of Shiar Jashub.